every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
It's 7:42. Well, yesterday, Liberty and MoneyWeb had a function and we spoke about retirement and all aspects of retirement. And in case you may have missed, that particular function, we do have a guest on the line, Gerald Mwandibiera, who is the director and founder at Sugar Creek Wealth. And we're going to be talking about a topic, which asks the question, do I have enough to retire? Gerald, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Anastasia, and good morning to all the Classic FM listeners.
So retirement, I mean, you know, from your experience, do you find that it's a conversation people are having more and more and younger people are participating in this conversation, or, you know, it's very, I suppose, diverted in terms of views and opinions when people deal with the word retirement?
I think, you know, when you talk of retirement in the South African landscape, you have two schools of thoughts. There's those who are on top of the cliff, and are looking at the horizon and basically will retire well. And often I do get clients who have in excess of 20 million rand, and they're prepared for retirement. However, they do come from one demographic. Most of them are coming from the white community or previously advantaged groups because they knew about retirement and it's something which has happened generationally. Now, the other school of thought is those who are standing at the bottom of the cliff looking up in terms of saying, how am I going to cope? And this is the majority of the population where the dynamics of the black community, for example, has changed. Retirement for most Africans was children. Your policy was invested in your children. Hence, traditionally, we vest heavily into education for children because that was our policy. However, things have changed with globalization, social media. Your child can be in South Africa today and tomorrow wake up in the United States. And that's the group we have to worry about because a lot of people are simply overwhelmed by the thought of retirement. Yes, they have pension and provident funds, but that's like giving someone a calculator without an instruction manual. And that's where the gap is, where we need more financial planning, education around retirement so people can prepare to indeed retire well, because we all want that life when we retire, but some of us just can't fathom how to go about it.
I mean, what's the earliest age one should even be thinking of retirement, especially when you're a millennial or you're in your 20s or 30s? Is it a situation where it's never too late to start fixing your retirement or even thinking about how you're going to save for it, etc.?
Well, it's definitely never too late to start saving for retirement. It's just about the time your money is in the market. So, for example, 20-year-old wants 50 million rand present value when they retire, 350 rand. You wait until you're 25, it becomes 750. When you're 30, it goes down up to about 1.5. 35 goes up to about 3,400. When you're 40, it's almost 8,000 rand a month. But it's the same amount which you're saving towards, which is 15 million rand. Unfortunately, that 15 million rand is a present value, and future value is 49 million, so you double all the value. So it's about understanding how the money mechanics work. How early is it to start, Nastasia? When you have your baby, take out a retirement annuity for that baby. As part of their savings plan, put 200 rand in their retirement annuity from day of birth. By the time they're 18, they have to save very little towards retirement because compounding will have such a huge effect on the values. And it's all about retirement strategy. So there's different ways to skin a cat, different ways to retire. Retirement annuities, you can have invest in a retirement village, you can sell your primary residence. The most important thing, Nastasia, is to have a plan.
All right. So, I mean, when you look at our savings, you know, everyone says that we're very poor savers in South Africa. Do you find that when it comes to retirement, at least things may have been changing and there is a light at the end of the tunnel?
I think yes, because we're all starting to save because we're in a recessionary environment. I was listening earlier on, the market's down, real returns, minus 19% this year locally. It's starting to get people thinking. So all fears are starting to understand. Some people have been blacklisted and ITC'd, so they can't borrow anymore because legally they are restricted. And then others have seen the impact of retrenchment and have seen what's going on around them. So yes, we are starting to save, but it's not because we want to. It's because it's a knee-jerk reaction to our environment. But the good news is that whether it's knee-jerk or through financial education, savings is becoming top of mind for a broader group of South Africans.
And one last question. What are perhaps one big mistake that you've seen people make when it comes to saving and retirement planning?
The biggest mistake we all make when it comes to saving, investing, and retirement planning is looking at our neighbor. We all have this human behavior where we think that if we look at our neighbor and they seem to be doing what you're doing, you're all fine. We have this herd mentality that we think that we're going to be fine. The problem is if you want to go with a herd, you need to realize that 94% of this herd in South Africa will not have enough to retire well. So don't go with a herd. Have your own specific plan and look ahead. You can do it. Be an individual. And yes, it takes three things to create wealth. Sacrifice, commitment, and discipline. Sacrifice, giving up what you could enjoy today. Discipline, automate, take up the fund or do a stop order. And commitment in terms of saying, get that financial planner or the discipline. Sacrifice is the giving up. Commitment is you making up your mind. And discipline is automate or get a financial planning professional to coach you and help you along the way.
Gerald, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Gerald Mwandyabira, who is the director and founder at Sugar Creek Wealth.